Welcome to the Employment Law and HR Podcast with your host, Allison Cauley.
Hello and welcome to this episode 230 of the Employment Law and HR Podcast. I'm your host, Allison Cauley. I'm an employment solicitor and HR specialist, and I run the firm Real Employment Law Advice, where together with my colleagues, we provide advice and assistance to both employers and employees on all aspects of employment law. Our flagship service is our HR Harbour membership service, and this is an ongoing membership for businesses where we can provide you with support and assistance with any aspects of employment law and HR over the course of a year. If you'd like more information or a no obligation quote, then please don't hesitate to get in touch. My email is alison@realemploymentlawadvice.co.uk. So the topic of today is proactive management and setting yourself up for success. So without further ado, I'm going to get into this week's featured content. So as I was saying, today's episode is all about being proactive in your management. Now, the reason why I decided to cover this topic is it's a topic I covered in a recent webinar for our HR Harbour members, because we were getting lots of calls from people who were saying, actually, I'm really struggling to manage this person. Their performance isn't up to scratch and I'm not really sure what to do. And so I thought it would be helpful for managers and anyone else who's interested to learn a bit more about the kind of things you can do to set yourself up for success and hopefully head off those critical issues before they arise. And in the event that they do arise and you have to go down a formal capability or performance process with someone, then you'll have a better grounding for doing so. So when I'm talking to managers about performance management or proactive management of their staff, the first question I ask is, do your employees know what they are trying to achieve? So do they know what the organisation is trying to achieve? What is the headline? What are your goals? What is the thing that your organisation is striving to do on a monthly, weekly or annual basis, or quarterly even? What are they trying to do and what's their contribution as a team? So as your team or department, what is the contribution to the organisation? And then how does that filter down to them personally? So the first question in proactive management is ensuring that your staff fully understand what their role is in the organisation, what their contribution is and what is required of them. So often you hear from people who don't really understand what it is that they are trying to achieve. They might know what the headlines are of the business, what the potential financial targets are, or, you know, sales or other metrics, but they don't really know what their contribution is to that or how it's measured. And without being able to sufficiently articulate that or have it written down somewhere, and then measure it, it's very difficult then to deal with performance issues or proactively manage somebody's performance. So the starting point is, what do they do and what is their contribution? Very famously, there is a quote from the time when JFK was trying to get a man on the moon. And he famously went to one of the NASA sites and spoke to a janitor there and asked the janitor what he did, and the janitor replied, "I'm helping to put a man on the moon." Now, of course, you know, his job was on a day-to-day basis to keep the place clean, but he understood that what he was doing was contributing to the overall goals and success of the organization of NASA, which was to get a man on the moon. So really, your employees at every level should be able to articulate what they're trying to achieve and what their contribution to that is. So really, if you don't already have this piece of work done, then I would urge you to consider it either on an organisational basis or, you know, breaking it down to your team or department. So the first thing is, what are you trying to achieve as an organisation? Then what is needed to achieve this? So what are the steps that are required to get to that goal? And then how does this break down on a team or department level? And then from there, what is the individual's contribution to this? So it can be quite a big piece of work if you haven't already done this or you don't have this in mind, but hopefully as an organization, you'll know where you're heading and what you're trying to achieve. So why is it important to do this piece of groundwork and really have this in detail? Well, it's really important to the success of your business as a starting point. It not only is it helpful to get you where you want to get to, but it also provides people with purpose and meaning in their role. Lots of questionnaires about job satisfaction and happiness within the workplace are focused on employees who are motivated and know what their meaning is and understand what their contribution is. And those are the employees who are the most successful and the most happy in the workplace. It also helps provide alignment and cohesion. It gives people that job satisfaction. And it also gives them an element of autonomy, knowing what they've got to do and how they're going to achieve it. And it also gives that really critical accountability and ownership for their own part to play in the success of the organisation. And of course, there's another quote, which is, what gets measured gets done. So if you don't have those things in place, it can be easy for people to drift along thinking they're doing okay, thinking that they are contributing in a meaningful way to the business, but actually without having those specifics in place, they might not be meeting what you need. So in order to proactively manage staff, once you've got the foundation in place, you need to obviously be keeping an eye on that. You need to be having regular check-ins with them. You need to be setting out one-to-ones, you know, reviewing those measures and those goals and your expectations of them. And I appreciate that in some organizations, there are lots and lots of staff, and you might have many staff in your team, and it might not be realistic to be able to meet with them all on a regular basis. But at least communicating, you know, what's going on and their contribution is important, either by email or in a newsletter or something or other, so that they understand exactly where they're at in terms of performance. It's really important also as a manager in your proactive management of them to ensure that you are continually reviewing this and, where necessary, providing them with training, development and coaching to meet their requirements of their role. So often employers and managers are really busy and unable to proactively manage their staff, and then they only kind of come to us when things have gone really wrong and they're getting frustrated and the employees aren't doing what they need to do. But if you can take that time to proactively manage your staff, it will enable you to anticipate those issues before they become big issues. If you are on your numbers, if you know what's going on in your team, and if you're having that regular communication, you can see where the patterns are, you can see when things are starting to go wrong, and correct them before they become a big issue. It also enables you to identify opportunities, so you can see where somebody might have additional capacity, or they might have additional skills and experience that you can utilize elsewhere in your department or within the business. It also helps to create a culture of trust and this psychological safety. If people know what's expected of them and it's reviewed regularly, then they will feel safe at work and they will understand what their contribution is and why they're there. But it does require a lot of time. As I said at the beginning, I understand why managers find it very difficult to proactively manage their staff, but it does save you time in the long run if you can really take that time to proactively manage staff and to keep on top of things. It will help you not only to be more successful in the business, but also to prevent those problems from arising later on. Now, I said at the beginning, the reason why I decided to cover this proactive management and setting yourself up for success is because we are often contacted by managers who have reached the end of their tether with an employee. You know, they've realised that they're not doing what's required of them. They notice that it's been going on for a long time and they've just fed up. They want to go into a formal performance management or just get rid of that person. And the first question that we will ask them is, what conversations have taken place before? You know, have you had conversations with this employee about their performance? And do they really understand what is required of them? And the way in which I can look at it, and I would describe it, I'll put the image on the podcast show notes page so you can see this. The way in which I view this is like a pyramid. At the bottom of the pyramid, the foundations, you have this lack of specific goals or direction. So employees don't really know what's required of them. Then just above that, as a result of not understanding what their specific goals or direction is, the employees aren't meeting the managers or the organization's expectations. Then the next step above that is that the manager avoids a discussion about performance. So the manager doesn't have time, doesn't feel comfortable, or doesn't have the means in which to have that conversation about expectations, and so avoids it. And then the employee continues for a period of time, believing that they are working to the required level, because no one's really told them, no one's ever questioned it, and they've just been going on. And because of that, they think, well, I'm doing what's needed, so I'll just carry on. Then the manager eventually becomes so annoyed that there's no choice but to deal with it. And then because of the lack of communication, the lack of clarity, the employee is aggrieved. The employee is really upset that they're now being questioned about their performance because, as far as they're concerned, they were doing what's required. No one's ever said anything. So now why is it a problem? And because they're aggrieved, sometimes employees will start to think to themselves, well, perhaps there's some other reason for this. And that's where people then look into things like discrimination or whistleblowing. They can't accept that there's any real problem, any genuine problem with their performance, because as far as they've been concerned, they've been doing what's needed. And that's where, you know, the disputes arise and things become very difficult. And all of that could have been avoided if they had that specific goals or direction and their manager spoke to them about it when they were not meeting those goals or expectations. So what are the action points that you can take away from this podcast? Well, the first thing is I would strongly urge you, if you don't already have it, to write out what your own targets, goals, or direction is. This could be an annual target, it could be quarterly, it could be 6 monthly, however you do it, but make sure you've got that set out in writing and you understand what your own job role requires. Then, from that, work out what is the contribution that's needed from all of the employees in your team. So what is it that they're doing and what are they working towards? And again, write this down, set it out very clearly, and if necessary, break it down into different steps and then provide that to the employees so they know exactly what they need to achieve and what their contribution is. Then set yourself times for regular review. Put it in your diary that you review this and you review the progress of both your own targets, goals and directions, and also those people who work under you, your employees or your team members. Communicate then to the team when you will review, so what your diary note is, how often you're going to review, and explain the purpose of this. And, you know, you're explaining to them that the purpose of the review is not to tell people off, it's not to question them, but really to ensure that you're all working towards the goals that you need to, and that wherever necessary, you would provide them with training, support or coaching if they are not meeting the standards required. Then you need to measure and feedback regularly. So keep that feedback underway on a regular basis. And of course, act quickly if any issues arise. So you will know, because of your regular reviews, when an employee is not meeting the requirements of their role or the requirements that you've set for them. And then you would be able to address that with them so that those small performance issues don't become big issues in the long run. As I've said many times before, being a manager and looking after staff can be stressful and it can be a complex thing, but it doesn't need to be as stressful or complex if you have everything clearly communicated to them in the first place. You need that real clarity about what's required and you need regular communication. And if you have that, then hopefully everyone will be happy. And when problems do arise, you won't need to contact someone like us because you'll be able to deal with it very swiftly and easily because you've set those foundations out. If, however, you do need any help or advice in relation to issues when they arise, or if you just think, look, I'm really struggling to understand about how to set out what the employee's contribution to the business is. Is it something you can help with? And I don't really know how to put this in writing or what I need to do. Well, in those circumstances, we'd be very happy to help. I'm happy to arrange a free, no obligation chat with you to talk it through. You can contact my office on 01983 897 003 to arrange a call. Or you can email me, it's alison@realemploymentlawadvice.co.uk, and I'd be happy to set that up with you. I do hope that you found this episode helpful and it will help you in your journey to being a better manager or employer. Thanks so much for listening and I look forward to bringing you the podcast again in 2 weeks' time. Thanks again for listening. Just want to finalise by saying I wouldn't be a lawyer unless I had a legal disclaimer. So I must just say to you that the information in this podcast is for information only. It's a general review and a general update. It's always necessary to get specific legal advice about your circumstances. So please don't rely on anything that you've heard in this podcast. But please do feel free to contact me if you'd like further information or specific advice.